Colin Griffin 50k. Colin, it was tough conditions enough out there today. What kind of a race plan had you going into the 50k walk?
I suppose my last 4 weeks have been disrupted due to injury and stuff, so, and I mean, it was touch and go whether I was going to make it or not, like, and the last, I suppose the last 8 days was really promising, so I went in and knew what my limits were. I had to, you know, it was important to race very smart for the first 35k, to stay within myself and to have some reserves left for the last 10 or 15k, and I'm really happy that I got the most out of myself today. Like, I, you know, I stuck to the plan and you know, I got the best out of myself, and I'm happy with that.
Good allow that. Some time ago you had a slight niggle on the hamstring, and that certainly didn't affect your performance today.
Yeah, you know, I started like 4 weeks ago, I tripped and fell when I was out training, and then 3 weeks later I developed a hamstring strain, a grade 1 strain in the hamstring, and as a result of the fall. And that set me back. I pretty much missed out on training for like the best part of 2 weeks over that. Like, and then I was pretty much trying to get back, and you know, 10 days ago it didn't look like I was going to make it here. Like, and you know, I got really good treatment. The Athletics Ireland medical team really like did their best to get me here. Like, and responded well to the treatment, and I got back into full training, and things got, you know, looked good from then on. And then last Friday I did a very important fitness test and over 35k and came through that. And once I got through that, then in the tough conditions we did in Spain and Murcia, where we were based, you know, I felt I could come here and do myself some sort of justice.
Yeah, you certainly did that today, Colin. So what's coming up next for you now?
I'll take it easy for a week or two and maybe look at doing some maybe low-key races just for the end of the season. Like, it's still kind of early enough like to finish the season as it is, and then start looking towards the World Championships next year in Cree, and of course London in 2 years' time.
Okay, Colin, thanks very much for spending some time with us, and best of luck for the future.
Thanks, James.